Upward of 30 people will attend the Palaszczuk government's housing roundtable today. It's the second of its kind, held in Queensland, and is in an effort to fix the issues surrounding homelessness and the rental market. Last week, a report found close to 300,000 Queenslanders are experiencing housing stress, 12,500 of those on the Sunshine Coast. The Premier has this morning confirmed she'll propose limiting rent increases to once a year rather than every 6 months. The State Transport Minister insists the government is committed to a better rail connection between Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast. It's been 1 year since $1.6 billion in federal funding was allocated to build heavy rail through Caloundra, Kawana and into Maroochydore. However, the project still doesn't have a specific route, a finished business case or even a proposed timeframe. Transport Minister Mark Bailey has dismissed claims that the Sunshine Coast rail link is behind schedule if it's to be completed before the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games.
So I am absolutely confident that our transport plan for the Olympic and Paralympic Games will be superb and will be a credit to this state and this country.
Also making news, a woman who fell to her death on Mount Biwa on Saturday had just hours earlier assisted rescue crews to help an injured paraglider. It's believed the 28-year-old from Kuramundi helped direct emergency services to the injured 52-year-old man and provided updates on his condition. Council has opened its latest round of funding for community organisations through the Community Grants Program. Any not-for-profit group can apply for a minor grant of up to $2,000 to support one-off projects and programs. And OzHarvest is set to launch a new cookbook to fund charitable operations on the Sunshine Coast this morning. It's day two of the Masters competition at the Aussies in Perth. Noosa Ironman legend Darren Mercer claimed bronze in the male board race late yesterday.
Well, I've got to say, I do still really enjoy it, but I don't enjoy the pain that comes with it, unfortunately, these days. Not obviously doing the work that I was way back then, but, you know, it's still good to get in there. Same old faces as well, so always good to have a bit of run around with the guys.